It almost sounds like we're in an evangelical church. It's good. If you turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3, we're in the process of affirming a young man as deacon, and in that process we hand out sheets that go through a list, and sometimes you wonder, well, where do we get that list from? We get it from Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3. It is affirming in that it gives us the characteristics that should be in the person who fulfills this office, and we long to see this take place. The person in question is James Corbin, most of you know, and most of you have those sheets, and some of you have already filled them out as you've checked him off, whether or not he's above reproach or not, and we appreciate you going through that. We are excited over the fact that there's absolutely no problem. We went to his place of work and saw his testimony was more than stellar, and we're just really thankful for that, as well as his work ethics at his place of business. So this is all part of the testimony of being above reproach wherever he is. The list found in 1 Timothy chapter 3 begins to expound at the beginning of an overseer, and then it goes into a deacon. What you'll see is the character traits are basically similar. The one, as we understand an overseer, much like as is expressed in Titus chapter 1, it actually says, I want you to put elders in the church, and then it goes on and explains these are overseers. And so what we understand is the older ones that have some time under their belt and some wisdom are the ones overseeing the church, still have to have the same character traits as the deacons. And the deacons, really the name coming from server of tables, that is to say waiters of sorts, ones who ministers. And we see the beginning of that really in Acts, the waiting of tables, not neglecting the widows and ministering in that way. Nevertheless, it is a high position and a position that is a paragon of sorts within the church. If you read with me in 1 Timothy chapter 3, it starts off, it's a trustworthy statement if a man aspires to the office of overseer. It's a fine work he desires to do. It then goes on and begins to explain the qualities that are necessary for this person to have. An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not addicted to wine or pugnacious, but gentle, uncontentious, free from the love of money. He must be one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. Once again, the training ground really is your own house. In fact, he goes on and say, if a man doesn't know how to manage his own house, how can he take care of the household of God? By the way, the reason that Paul writes this letter to Timothy is expressed in chapter 3 in verse 14 and 15. If you read it with me, it reads this way. I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long, but in case I'm delayed, I write to you that you may know how one ought to conduct himself. And how does he describe the church? As a household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the support of truth. It then goes on and says in verse 6, he is not to be a new convert, lest he become conceited and fall into condemnation incurred by the devil. He must have a good reputation with those outside the church, one of the reasons why we go to the place of business, so that he may not fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. Deacons likewise, they're again showing the standard to be the same, likewise must be in a dignity, not double-tongued, addicted to wine, fond of sordid gain, but holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Once again, I think that's described pretty clear in the book of Acts, men filled with the Holy Spirit. And let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons if they are beyond reproach. With James, it's been about a 2.5-year process. It's good to see the culmination coming at this juncture. So we're just really excited about it. Sometimes you wonder where we get our ideas from. It's in the Bible. Father, we give you thanks for James, and Lord, certainly we believe that you have set him aside for work here with us, and we just are so thankful to see this young man and his desire to follow you and his dedication to follow you. We just ask that you will bless him and his family as they minister and help us as we rally around and support his desire to serve us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.